This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah directs authorities to establish a domestic certification system for organic products. District Disaster Management Committee concludes that 115 settlements in 9 local units of Bajura need immediate relocation. Bird flu outbreak brought under control. Department of Livestock Services reports no new infections since July 17th. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Saudis must recognize Israel for a nuclear deal. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has directed the subordinate bodies to ensure certification of organic production within country. During a meeting he had with the officials of the Organic Association Nepal OAN at his office in Simhadara today, the Prime Minister directed the concerned bodies to manage certification of organic agricultural production of Nepal within the country. OAN is the umbrella organization of entrepreneurs promoting organic agriculture. Production. The entrepreneurs had been demanding the establishment of a certification agency under the government for long, reasoning that international certification on organic production was highly costly. They also demanded that the government to resume the grant provided as high as 75% for the certification of organic production earlier. Prime Minister Shah was positive to this demand of the entrepreneurs, according to the Prime Minister's Secretariat. Prime Minister Shah further informed the entrepreneurs that the government would take necessary steps to curb the unchecked chemical fertilizers and pesticides. The bird flu outbreak affecting poultry in Nepal has begun to come under control. Farmers across the country, including those in the federal capital Kathmandu, had faced significant difficulties after the disease spread to various locations. According to the Department of Livestock Services, no new bird flu infections have been detected since the 17th of July. The most recent case was reported in Sundarjal, Kokarneshwar 1 of Kathmandu district. Director General Dr. Umesh Dahal said no new infections have been recorded recently, although samples from surrounding areas are still being tested as part of ongoing surveillance. Department records show that the disease was first confirmed through PCR testing at the Central Veterinary Laboratory on the 18th of March. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development declared affected areas as bird flu zones on the 20th of March. The first outbreak was detected in Urlabari 8 and Sundarharicha 4 of Morong district. All 9 local levels of Bajura district are at a high risk of floods and landslides. According to the District Disaster Management Committee's Disaster Preparedness and Response Plan 2026, around 150 settlements in the district are classified as highly vulnerable, while 115 settlements require immediate relocation to safer areas. Chief District Officer Dorendra Nirola said the risk has been increasing due to the district's steep terrain, fragile geological structure, river erosion, unplanned road construction, and the impacts of climate change. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has said the government is making efforts to remove Nepal from the Financial Action Task Force FATF grey list. Addressing tax officers from the Inland Revenue Department IRD across the country today at IRD Lazimpat, the Finance Minister said Nepal could extricate itself from the grey list soon if tax administration could be made transparent, effective and accountable. Finance Minister Dr. Wagle emphasized that tax administration should closely scrutinize money laundering offences. Chief Justice Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma has left for India today. Chief Justice Dr. Sharma is visiting India at the friendly invitation of his Indian counterpart Surya Kant, according to Supreme Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala. During the visit, the Chief Justice is scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with his Indian counterpart Kant and observe the Supreme Court of India. He is scheduled to return home on the 27th of July. Chief Justice Sharma's spouse Uma Sharma and co-registrar Amit Uprati are together in the visit. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization FAO's country representative for Nepal, Ken Simizu, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari Yadav. During a meeting at the ministry, discussions focused on branding and sustainably promoting Nepal's geographically unique local products. Minister Yadav said the government has begun drafting laws to protect and promote such products, while the FAO country representative noted that Nepal has yet to implement the geographical indication GI system used in many countries. Ambassador of Japan to Nepal, Maeda Toru, has paid a courtesy call on Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment, Geeta Chaudhary. During the meeting held at the ministry today, they discussed the matters about development and modernization of the agriculture sector and further strengthening bilateral relations between Nepal and Japan, according to the ministry. Minister Chaudhary praised Japan as a trusted development partner of Nepal since 1954 and thanked the Japanese government and JICA for supporting horticulture development and seed improvement projects. The two sides also discussed cooperation on the Learn and Earn program for agriculture students, agriculture research, modern paddy cultivation and modern farming systems. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Bides gaye pari chinta ki na garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line jaha bhaye pani paunu ho sami sangai call gardus keta chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Tribhuvan University has celebrated its 67th anniversary today. Marking the occasion, Minister for Education and Sports and University Chancellor Susmit Pokhrel hoisted the university's flag at the central office in Kirtipur. Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Bola Thapa highlighted the university's progress and plans, emphasizing quality education, research and innovation. Established in 1959, TU has around 500,000 students, 16,062 staff, 64 constituent campuses and 1,053 affiliated campuses. Two Indian nationals have been arrested with 8 kilograms of marijuana at Tribhuvan International Airport. The contraband was recovered from their luggage after they arrived from Bangkok on a Thai Airways flight. Meanwhile, police also arrested 33 people in separate anti-drug operations across the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The landmark nuclear deal announced between the US and Saudi Arabia is dependent on Riyadh joining the Abraham Accords, recognizing the state of Israel, US President Donald Trump has said. The BBC cited Trump's post on Truth Social as saying the civil nuclear deal, which pertains only to non-military use, will be approved, but is totally subject to Saudi Arabia joining the very respected and successful Abraham Accords. Trump's remarks come after criticism from experts that the deal could run the risk of future nuclear proliferation in an already unstable region. The nuclear issue has been at the center of the months-long U.S.-Israeli conflict with Iran. In 2020, Trump brokered the Abraham Accords, which secured the historic normalization of relations between Israel and two Arab countries, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Sudan and Morocco have since normalized relations with Israel. The European Union has fined Google €890 million, saying the technology giant broke digital antitrust rules by steering users of Google Play and its search engine towards its own services and apps at the expense of rivals. According to Al Jazeera, Thursday's penalty is the latest in Brussels crackdown on big tech, which has seen the block lead the world in reining in the largest firms from Silicon Valley to Beijing. Google had recently lost its appeal against a $4.5 billion antitrust fine imposed for throttling competition and reducing consumer choice through the dominance of its mobile Android operating system. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country and partly cloudy in the Tarai region. Light to moderate rain or thunder showers accompanied by thunder and lightning are likely to occur over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, at a few places over the Tarai of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at one or two places over the Tarai of Madhes and Sutupashchim provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah directs authorities to establish a domestic certification system for organic products. District Disaster Management Committee concludes that 115 settlements in 9 local units of Bajura need immediate relocation. Bird flu outbreak brought under control. Department of Livestock Services reports no new infections since July 17th. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Saudis must recognize Israel for nuclear deal. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.